Well, great morning, everybody. Great morning. Happy Fabulous Friday. This is Pastor Gina. So glad that you could join me for Lunch and Learn. And I'm not Lunch and Learn. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm not used to doing morning prayer. So then, thank you for joining me for morning prayer. Again, this is Fabulous Friday, you guys. So glad you could join me this morning. And I just wanted to say this to each and every one of you. I wanted to say, what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? What's going on with you? How are you enjoying life? Like I said, today is Fabulous Friday. And so I just wanted to take this opportunity that we have to be in a posture, in a place that we have to watch what comes out of our mouth. You know, we really do. We have to watch what we're saying and who we and how we're speaking and what we're thinking, because a lot of times your thoughts become your words. I'm going to say that again. A lot of times our thoughts, if we're not cautious, will become our words. And what we're thinking and what we're feeling, it'll come out of our mouth. And then the things that you have been asking God for, the things that you have been asking God for, you'd be wondering what's happening, but what are you saying? What are you saying? Even when situations are tough, even when you're going through trials, even when you're going through tribulations, what are you saying? So when I started this week with praying in the morning, I was like, let's boast in God. Let's boast in his goodness. Let's boast in what he has already promised us. Let's boast in the promises that he's already given us. But I know, I understand. But a lot of times when things start coming at us or the enemy starts to raise his head, as we like to say, we start changing. We change our words. We change our confession. We step out of a place of faith and get into a place of fear. We get into a place of what if. Anybody else been there beside me? But we get ready to pray. But I just want to encourage you on this Fabulous Friday. That there's so much that is happening in the world, and so much that's going around that can get your attention. And I could, you know, I often think about Tamika over in Jeffersonville, and she'll say, "Stay focused, she'll, you know, stay focused," because it's so easy to get out of faith. But I'll come to encourage you this morning on this Fabulous Friday is that, listen, what are you saying? What are you thinking? That's the reason the word tells us to capture the thoughts. Capture what we're saying. Capture what we're thinking, because if not, we'll be wondering what happened to the promises that God promised me, when it's really my mouth that has canceled what I've been asking for. So I just want to say to you, don't allow what is going on around you and through you to cause you to cancel the promise, to cancel your vision. Because we've been talking about Habakkuk chapter 2. He said, write the vision and make it plain. So you put your vision out there. You've written it down. Don't allow, and I'm talking to myself also, don't allow my mouth to cancel what I've been, and my feelings and my emotions to cancel what God has already promised me. Because Archbishop Miller often tells us here at Power of Faith, he said, anything that can control your emotions can control you. So I'm here to tell you, don't allow it to come into your mind, to come into your mouth. I mean, capture those thoughts, because you don't want your thoughts to become your words. And you might say, well, now, Pastor, yeah, don't allow your thoughts to become your words. Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We just want to thank you this morning. We thank you on this Fabulous Friday, God, that we can begin to decree and declare what we want to happen in this day. God, we thank you that this is going to be the best day of our lives, God. God, we're going to meet people today that's going to help us with our vision, God. God, we're going to put in the atmosphere what we want to see, God. And God, we say thank you. God, we thank you that we're speaking over our finances, God, that we say that all bills are paid. Father God, we thank you that we have more than enough and we have some in reserve, God. We just thank you today. God, we speak over our children, God. We speak over our marriages. We speak over our families, God. God. God, we thank you right now. God, we put in the atmosphere what we want to see, God. We speak over our bodies, God. We call them healed. We call you healed in every cell. We call you healed that there's no more pain, God. We call our bodies healed, God. God, we trust you, God. We put the word of what we want to see, not what we're seeing, but we're going to say what we want to see, God. And we thank you today, God. God, we thank you. We tell ourselves that we are excited. We tell ourselves that we're expecting. We tell ourselves that checks are showing up in the mail today, God. We tell ourselves that money is flowing into our bank accounts. God, we tell ourselves that money is a currency, God, that it is flowing to me, God. We tell ourselves today that I'll never be broke another day in my life, that I shall live in the best, drive the best, and go first class in life. We tell ourselves that I'm going on vacations and I'm buying real estate and that my business is prospering. And we tell ourselves, God, we thank you right now that it's not based on what I see, because if I do that, I would get out of faith. God, we're talking about going from levels from faith to faith. And God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we magnify your name, God, because we call today fabulous. We call today also. We call today never that there's every promise is being answered. We call today, God. We call out today, God, exactly what we want to see, God. We call this day no more distraction. We call this day no more delay. What we call this day that we are strong. We call this day, Lord. We thank you, God. God, we form our shape, our world by the words that is coming out of our mouth, God. And God, we will not allow our thoughts to become our words. We will not allow our emotions to become our words. But God, we open up our mouth and begin to speak and proclaim your word, that this is the day that the Lord has made and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. God, this is the best day of my life and we choose to call it good. We call it blessed. We call it prosperous. We will not allow our emotions another day to dictate what kind of day we're having. God, we thank you today that we put in the atmosphere, that we're shaping our world, that we're forming and framing our world. God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that I'm energized. I thank you, God, that I have strength. I thank you, God, that I'm not depressed. I thank you, God, that I am joyful, God. I thank you, God, that I have on the garment of praise, God. I choose to praise you, Father, because I love on you and I know that you cannot lie to me. God, we thank you today. God, this is a fabulous day, God. This is a magnificent day, God. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you that our tongues will speak praises unto you, that our tongues will speak life and not death, God. We thank you today. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you on this fabulous Friday. We thank you, God, that we are shaping our worlds, God. We're shaping what we want to see, God. God, we will not hold our heads down. We will not walk in disappointment, God, because, God, that you are answering our prayers, God, and, God, that you're doing it quick, fast, in a hurry, God, and we choose to take control of our emotions, God. We choose to take control of our mouth, God. We choose to take control of our thoughts, God. We choose, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We choose life. We choose life. We choose life. We choose to speak your word. We choose to find your promises. We choose, God. We choose to believe you, God. We choose to believe that you said that you are my shepherd and I shall not walk. We choose to believe you said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, God. We choose to believe, God, that you have a table that is spread before me in the presence of my enemies, God. We choose to believe this, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, God, that we're living in houses, God, that we did not build, God. God, we're going into neighborhoods that we don't even think we qualify, but God, we thank you that's who you are, God. God, we thank you right now that we're going in rooms, God, and connecting with people, God, because it's part of the plan for our lives, God. We will not cancel our visions. We will not cancel our prayer assignments. We will not cancel it with the words that come out of our mouth because we think that it's delayed. Because in the book of Habakkuk, God, you said, though it tarry, wait for it, God. Though it seem like it might be delayed, it shall surely come to pass, God. We thank you right now on this fabulous Friday, God, that we can lift up our holy hands, God, that we can open up our mouths and proclaim you, we are victorious, God, that we can open up our mouths and begin to say that we're more than conquerors, God, that we can open up our mouth, God, that yo, that the enemy tried to come at me one way, God, that you will cause him to scatter and go seven other ways, God. God, I thank you right now, God. Oh, God, that we'll be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in you, God. We thank you, God, right now that we shall be like the tree that is planted beside the rivers of living water. We might bend, but we will not break, God. But God, we're going to stand in you. We're going to stand firm in you, God. We're going to stand firm in your promises, God. God, because you are not slack concerning them, God. We thank you right now, God. Oh, God, this is an awesome day. This is a mighty day. This is a worthy day, God. We call it fabulous. We call it holy. We call it worthy, God. God, we call this day, God. Oh, God, this is the best day. This is the best day of my life. This is the best day of my life, and it's going to make my yesterday jealous. God, this is the best day of my life, God. I will not turn to the left or the right, God, but I'm going to meditate upon your word both day and night, God. God, this is a great day, God. I'm not consumed by what my feelings are telling me, God, but I'm consumed with what your words say, God, because I have the right to pull myself up, God, pull myself up out of the pit, to pull myself up because I'm using your word, because your word cannot come back void, God. God, I choose to stand on your word. I choose to confess your word, not my feelings, but my words. I will not allow my emotions, hallelujah, to become my words. I will not allow my feelings to become my words. I will not allow those thoughts that say I can't make it to become my words. God, we cancel every assignment of the words that your people have spoken, God. God, right now, and the angels begin to move on their behalf, because we got angels that are working on before us, and they're waiting for us to give them a command. And I thank you right now that today is the day that my angel take me to the prepared place, God, and that I'm willing to follow him with open heart, and I'm willing to listen with open ears. And I thank you right now, God. Oh, God, yes, God, you are so worthy. Yes, God, that you're so mighty. And today, God, today, I choose to frame my world by the words that's coming out of my mouth. Today, my business will prosper. Today, my children will come back to you. Today, my family members that are unsaved will receive you as their Lord and Savior, and come and work in the kingdom of God. Today, oh God, what are you saying? We choose to speak life over every dead, seem like to be a dead situation. God, we choose to speak life. We choose to speak life, because you brought Lazarus up from the dead because of the word that came out of Jesus' mouth. He told him to come forth, and he came forth. And God, we thank you that the same resurrecting power that was in Jesus is the same one that resides inside of us. And God, we thank you. We thank you that we have the right to call that what seemed to be dead, we can speak life. We speak life over our finances. We speak life over our families. We speak life over our marriages. We speak life when we go into that job and into that office. We speak life. God, we thank you that we have the power to change and shift any atmosphere by the words that are coming out of our mouth. And God, we choose today, not to speak what we're thinking. We choose today not to speak what we're physically seeing, but we are proclaiming and saying what we want to see in every area of our life. God, we thank you. We magnify you. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are worthy. And we thank you today. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, God, because you deserve it, God. We thank you because you're so good and so mighty and so worthy. And God, that your people will get excited. God, jumpstart this day. Jumpstart their day, that this will be the best day of their lives, and that they will proclaim it all through the day. This is the best 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 day of my life, God, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We choose to have joy. We choose to have joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, amen, men and women of God. Thanks to God. Okay. Yes, sir.
Can you unlock all the lines? I mean,
yes, I can.
Lines.
Okay.
Yeah, do that. All right. If you're 11 here with last four, 1121, who are you?
Mm-hmm. 0572. Can you say again what you're saying, Archbishop?
Your last four, your phone number.
Okay.
Your last four. No. 5-2.
I'm 9-5-7-2.
Yeah, who are you?
Shatara.
Maya. 5-4-6-9.
Mama says.
Eight, five, five, eight. Five, five, eight. Zero, four, four, three.
That's me, Bishop Stefan.
Four, five, one, four.
Sandy.
Two, two, nine, two. Two, two, nine, two.
I think that's me, AV. I'm using his other phone. It's Chachi.
Zero, 1-7-4.
Brent, Mary Brent.
Five, five, three, five.
Christy.
Say again.
Christy.
Christy.
Yes, sir.
C-R-I-T-S-T-I-A-N. Okay. S-T-Y. Gotcha. Seven, six, four, one. Seven, six, four, one. Eight, seven, four, nine.
Sheila.
Seven, six, four, one. Eight, seven, four, nine. That's Sheila. Zero, seven, zero, six, seven, zero, seven, six.
That's Jocelyn.
Seven, four, zero, one. Seven, four, zero, one. Seven, four, five, nine. Seven, four, five, nine.
Brenda.
7-4-5-9. And, about 8389.
Thanks, Judge.
That's you too, Judge.
Yes, sir. This other phone is a hybrid phone, and I don't remember what the number was and wasn't showing, so I called in on my normal line.
What about 8558? All right, appreciate you guys. I just found out that I can dial in from my internet on the email. So, and I can see everything. While you're live. And what a blessing. Who's calling for area code 614?
That's Ohio. I'm not sure who's on, Archbishop. It's Wanda.
Okay. Figure that was somewhere up there. Can't saw him, though. Can't saw him. And you know the good thing about this? We can also do video. Oh, that's crazy. All right. Thanks, Gigi. Appreciate everybody. Y'all have a good day. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Y'all have me blessed.
You too. Mm-hmm.